Who Does HIPAA Apply To? Written by Kelly Ogle. Sometimes it can be overwhelming to consider everything and everyone we must protect in the medical field. This includes our patients, our employees, and just about anyone that walks into our practice or facility. HIPAA is just another one of those worries. Whether you are on the end of the spectrum of overprotecting everything, or you are one of those that think a breach or problem with HIPAA may never occur, you must be prepared for the unexpected. In my experience working with multiple offices in a variety of specialties, I have seen my share of HIPAA compliance issues. One practice had nearly 400,000 patients' records stolen. Another office simply mailed out one patient's information to another patient in their office. Each of these is equally considered as a HIPAA breach, even though they happened in totally different ways. These instances did not involve the transfer of information for insurance purposes. This brings us to the question: do you feel that you don't need to protect your patient information by following HIPAA rules and regulations because you don't accept insurance? The answer to that question is false. There are many conflicting reports and articles discussing this. However, the authors do not consider the consequences for the physician or the patient. First, regarding the rules and regulations aspect, Health and Human Services, HHS, which helps to regulate HIPAA, states, "The HIPAA rules apply to covered entities and business associates, individuals, organizations, and agencies that meet the definition of a covered entity under HIPAA must comply with the rules' requirements to protect the privacy and security of health information and must provide individuals with certain rights with respect to their health information. Covered entities are healthcare providers such as doctors, dentists, clinics, or anyone that transmits information for a transaction. Business associates are those people that work with the covered entities to help carry out some of their activities and functions involving protected health information. If you are transmitting, receiving, or even discussing PHI, and you are a covered entity or business associate, then you must protect it, whether there is insurance involved or not. Next is the moral or ethical aspect. Consider if you were a patient and someone was handling your information carelessly by sending it to a referred physician through means that aren't protected, such as without encryption or paper charts sitting in the back seat of an unlocked car. If you are a healthy person, you might not consider it a big issue, but if the patient had a health condition he or she was not letting anyone know about, makes it a real issue. The patient's chart or information is now in someone else's hands. The person that stole the information could cause the person to lose their job by reporting it to their employer, blackmail the patient so they don't tell their employer, or by possibly using their social security number to open credit card accounts, buy a house, etc. This list could go on and on about every little thing to consider, but just doing what is right for your office and patients should be enough. Can you always guarantee that your patient information will be safe? No. In the case of the 400,000 patient breach, it was a professional hacker that broke through their third-party vendor to get to the information. However, the practice was not doing everything they should have been doing to protect that information. This led to an investigation through which the faults in the practice's HIPAA compliance were discovered. For those that still have doubt about following HIPAA rules and regulations to protect your patient's information, I am going to leave you with one small statement to think about. It only takes one disgruntled employee or one unhappy patient to lodge a complaint to the Office of Civil Rights, or HHS, to bring your office to their attention. What office can say they never have either of those?